Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to this call to worship. We should all be seekers. Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us with the desire to seek, to learn, to experience new things, and to grow our faith. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, that gives us strength and helps to guide us as we seek. As you know, Father, it's not always easy to be a seeker. We don't always appreciate what we find. And yet, you tell us that the steps of the righteous are ordered by you. And when we seek, we will find. Thank you, Father, for directing our steps through this life as your plan guarantees that we will eventually be conformed to your image.
Renew us from our
You're listening to A Call to Worship.
He is holy.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we look at the benefits of being seekers. I want to thank all of you who have written to us or sent a message to us from our website or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. That website address is calltoworship.us.
such a place to be. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of it?
Let's start.
Don't you want to be a part of it?
Oh, yes, he needs
Don't
your
you
heart.
Don't you want to be a part of it?
Let's start. Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a part of it?
Stay afloat.
Come on with me. He'll give you the keys, yeah.
Got to play your part. Give him all your heart. Yeah.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands.
I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather
than anything this world affords today.
He's fairer than lilies of rarest blue. He's sweeter than honey from a
This is your call to worship.
The way of the cross, so I count what I gain and forget what I've lost. In pain there is joy, in death there is life. Dear God, hear my cry, I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ. I keep him before me.
God has created us to want to know Him, to want to know Christ, to be seekers. He made us with a desire to seek, to learn, to experience new things, and to grow our faith. And He blessed us with the gift of the Holy Spirit that gives us strength and guides us into all truth as we seek. He promises us in His Word that if we seek Him, we will find Him. Listen to these words from Deuteronomy 4. But from there you will search again for the Lord your God. And if you seek for Him with all your heart and soul, you will find Him. And 1 Chronicles 16. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done. Sing to Him, yes, sing His praises. Tell everyone about His wonderful deeds. Exalt in His holy name, rejoice. You who worship the Lord, search for the Lord and for His strength. Continually seek Him. Remember the wonders He has performed, His miracles, and the rulings He has given. Later in 2 Chronicles, then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their ancestors, with all their heart and soul. A few chapters later, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, and he prospered. Later, Ezra chapter 8, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. The psalmist David knew a lot about seeking the Lord. Psalm 9, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 34, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. Psalm 40, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Psalm 105, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. And from Isaiah, learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. And in Amos 5, seek good and not evil, that you may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. Zephaniah, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought His judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. Matthew chapter 7, and also in Luke 11, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Thus saith our Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 17, seek the truth in God's Word, search the Scriptures daily. Colossians chapter 3, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection, seek after the things above, not on things on the earth. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, turn away from evil and do good, seek peace and work to maintain it. And as we look at the examples of faith in Scripture found in Hebrews chapter 11, also known as the Hall of Faith, just listen to where their focus was. See what they seek after. And I quote, all these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and they welcomed it. They did not receive what was promised. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were seeking, looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Hebrews chapter 13, "For this world is not our permanent home. We are seeking, looking forward to a home yet to come." Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof."
You may ask me where I'm headed. You may ask me where I'm bound. Well, I'm going to a country across the sea, across the sea. And I know I'll have a mansion, and I know
like Jesus in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine on him. You are my grace.
Our call to worship today has focused on our need to be seekers. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on that website. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Still be my vision, O ruler of all.